Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsworth dictating an endoscopy report on Bonnie Kurowski. Date of birth is 8/12/1975. Date of procedures January 12, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsworth, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Niba Medarada. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with biopsies and balloon dilation. Indication is personal history of duodenal ulcer, comma, stricture of the pylorus. Sorry, delete that. Stricture of the anastomotic site. Description of procedure from concerns obtained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesions, such as a minus two or extended patient period. Patients brought to endoscopy, so you place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, so it's a minor anesthesia care period. Will lubricate a lumbosidio gastroscope, introduced into the faculty and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. Sorry, delete that. So, after sedators for anesthesia service, monitor anesthesia care period, a well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to both small intestinal limbs period until the scope was hubbed. Period. Careful examination is made of the limbs of the small intestine, comma, the gastric pouch, comma, the G junction and the esophagus period, a retroflex view is obtained of the cardia period, aortic suction from the stem before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Please add after a retroflex view is obtained of the cardia period, please add a balloon dilator size 12 to 15 was advanced through the scope to the anastomotic site. The balloon was inflated at the anastomosis and the balloon was held open at 10 millimeters to 15 millimeters for 30-second increments, period. The balloon was then deflated. A small rent was noted at the anastomotic site, period. The balloon was removed from the scope, period. Findings. Unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus neckline. The Z-line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the pipe block. There was evidence of salmon-colored mucosa, suggestive of Barrett's esophagus, comma, C0M1.5. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for histology per Seattle protocol period. There was a small gastric pouch, approximately 8 centimeters in size, period. There was evidence of narrowing and twisting at the anastomosis, comma, the balloon dilator was inflated from 10 to 15 millimeters in increments of 30 seconds. Comma, a small rent was noted following a 15 millimeter dilation. Period. Biopsies were obtained at the anastomotic site for histology. no ulcer seen on this exam period. The two limbs of the small intestine appeared unremarkable, comma, the scope was hubbed for evaluation. Next line, plan. Follow up biopsy pathology, next line, assess response to dilation, next line, can continue with omeprazole 40 milligrams daily and discontinue sucralfate. Next line, may need further dilation pending symptoms, period. The patient does note that her symptoms have significantly improved from prior. She is eating small, frequent meals, period. Next line, recommend upper GI to evaluate. The anatomy of the anastomosis and the twisting that was noted. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.